Chapter 9. Also tagged for excessive schmoop, Erica being Erica, and boys using their words. This would take place about a month after the conclusion of The Boy in Red. Styles spends almost an entire session with Gwen, talking about how he should approach the whole "I'd really like to get laid" thing before he feels confident enough to actually try it. Of course, there's a part of him that still can't really believe it's happening, that can't believe it's possible that a hot girl like Erica would actually be interested in sleeping with him. He knows that he's not exactly the ugly duckling he used to be, but sometimes he still feels that way. He approaches Derek on one of those rare winter afternoons that the sun has come out, and it feels like spring is coming, even if it isn't. Derek has brought one of his art projects outside so he can sketch in the sun. The rest of the pack is around, but there's plenty of room, and they won't be overheard. "Hey, got something I need to talk to you about," he says, dragging over a lawn chair. Derek glances over at him and gives him a little nod. "The whole thing with me and Erica." He can see as well as feel Derek go tense all over. "Yeah, it's fine," he says, not looking up from his sketch. "I mean, you know, we talked about it. You're good to go." "Okay, no," Styles says. "We rambled about it while stoned on marijuana. I only remember about half of what was said. That does not count as a real discussion." "It's fine, Styles. Just let me talk for a minute, okay?" Styles says, and Derek sighs. "I know you're not comfortable with the subject, but we're going to be adults and use our words for a few minutes, because I don't want to find out a year from now that you've been having a freak out the entire time. And don't lie to me, because that's exactly the sort of thing you would do." Derek heaves another sigh, and then sets down his sketchbook. "Okay," he says. "Talk." It's not exactly encouraging, but given the subject matter, it's as good as Styles is going to get. "First things first," he says. "There are two points I need to make. Number one, you are my Lupa. I am not going anywhere, no matter what happens with anyone else. This," he says, gesturing to indicate the bond between them, "is never going to change. I promise, okay?" Derek's jaw twitches, but then he nods. "Number two, it is 100% okay if you are not okay with me sleeping with Erica, or anybody else, for that matter. You don't have to be okay with this." "That's a lie, though, isn't it?" Derek says, not looking at him. "I don't have any right to ask you to go your whole life without having sex." Styles sighs. "Look, I don't know much about how this whole Lupa thing works. I mean, this connection, it's not like either of us asked for it. We have it, and I wouldn't go back and get rid of it. I wouldn't change it or give this up for anything. But the fact remains that there wasn't exactly a negotiation of terms before the fact. And yes, having you is more important than having sex." "But it's not having me," Derek points out. "You have me no matter what." "Okay," Styles says, with a nod. "Fine. Having you happy is more important to me than having sex." At this, Derek glances up. "Really?" "Dude, I have the internet, I have self-warming lube, and a sock," Styles says. "I wouldn't volunteer for a life of celibacy, but I think I could survive it. I don't want you to live every day being miserable, thinking I'm going to leave you for the proverbial other woman." There's a long pause. Then Derek nods. "Okay, but I don't want to see you unhappy either. So, you know, compromise." Styles thinks it over. "Would it be easier for you if it weren't Erica?" he asks. "If it were someone outside the pack? I mean, not that there are women lining up to have sex with me, but I think with Erica and Lydia's help, I could find someone." Derek shakes his head. "No," he says, and his fists clench and relax. It's better if it's someone in the pack who would understand you and me. And it's safer. Since Derek is obviously thinking about Kate, Stiles doesn't push the issue. He's happier with Erica anyway, so he'll let that go. Then the question I need to ask, and you don't have to answer it right now, is if it's okay if I have sex with Erica. Another long silence. Derek fiddles with his pencil, marshaling his thoughts, and Stiles waits patiently. The thing is, he finally says, saying no won't make me any happier, because I don't want to lose you, and that's what this is about. If I say no, it's because I'm afraid that I'll lose you to Erica. But then I'd only be afraid that you'd start to resent me and be angry, and I'd lose you because of that. And maybe both of those things are overreactions. It's possible that I have issues. A remote possibility, Stiles agrees gravely. But okay, here's a metaphor that will maybe help you out. So, Scott and Allison are obviously in love, right? Like, epic, world-changing, till death do us part love. And you know how Scott really loves those triple chocolate cookies I make, right? He asks, and Derek nods. I'm the only person that he can get them from. But does Scott love Allison less because he can only get those cookies from me? He expects some sort of expression of revelation from Derek, like he finally understands what Stiles has been talking about this entire time. Instead, Derek drops his gaze to the ground for a brief moment, then looks up with a shy smile. You mean you love me like Scott loves Allison? Stiles blinks, then takes a moment to marvel at how dense Derek can be when left to his own devices. He leans over and presses his forehead against Derek's. I love you like my dad loves curly fries, he says. And Derek huffs out a laugh. Stiles' voice softens, and he continues, and like my dad loves my mom. Okay, Derek says, and lets out a breath. I love you too. He pulls away. You've never broken a promise to me, to the pack, so I know you won't break this one either. Okay, Stiles says. He takes out his phone and texts Erica, asking her to come join them. He wants to settle a few more things, set up a few guidelines, and he thinks it'll help Derek to witness it. She bounces out of the house a few minutes later, and he tries very hard not to look at her beautiful everything. So, remember what we were talking about while we were stoned? How could I forget? She asks, looking him up and down like he's a buffet, and she's trying to decide where to start. Stiles swallows and tries to keep his boner in check. Derek has said he's okay with it, now that he's no longer stoned, and I just wanted to clear up a few points. I mean, presuming you're, still interested? Yeah, I'd hit that like a bumper car tournament, she says cheerfully. Okay, good, Stiles says, hoping he's not as pink as he thinks he is. I just wanted to get everything straight, as in, be very clear that this is no strings attached sex. You won't be my girlfriend, friends with benefits sort of relationship. Not in that Hollywood way where if you sleep together long enough, you're eventually expected to get married. Erica gives him a faintly puzzled expression, as if to say, well, duh. But then her gaze darts to Derek, and the tension in his back and shoulders. The confusion clears off her face as she realizes that Stiles is saying this not for their benefit, but so Derek can hear them agree on it out loud. I am 100% in agreement, she says. Obviously, I won't expect you to stop sleeping with other guys, Stiles continues, and I think for the time being, we should try to keep it on the down low as much as possible. I mean, we don't need to try to hide it. Everyone with a nose will know what's happening anyway, but let's not go throwing it in anyone's face. Erica salutes and says, sir, yes, sir. Stiles turns back to Derek. I'm going to give you a day or two just in case you change your mind, okay? You promise you'll tell me if you have second thoughts? Derek looks up and nods.
Yeah, I promise,
he says. Okay, Styles says, and leans over to give him a hug. It's a little awkward, but they've had worse. It's actually another 2 weeks before they get anywhere, because there's always stuff going on. The new semester has started at school, there's a winter ferry bumming around, and their lives are never quiet. Styles really wants to do this when Derek isn't around to feel like he's being banished, but that's easy enough, because he's got the studio in San Francisco now, and he always goes once a month to drop off new stuff, meet with his agent, and make sure everything is arranged to his liking. This month is a little different, in a way that actually benefits them, because his agent has arranged for a showing, and Derek is going to be there late enough on Saturday night that he says he's going to get a hotel room and stay the night. Styles offers to go with him, but there's a lacrosse game on Saturday that he doesn't want to miss, and Derek knows it, so he says he'll be fine. Lydia offers to go instead, because she loves San Francisco, and it will be a good opportunity for her to get some hardcore shopping done. And they all know Derek won't want to spend the night alone. So Derek leaves first thing Saturday morning and won't be back until midday on Sunday. Styles goes to the lacrosse game practically out of his mind with anticipation and mentions to Scott that it would be awesome if he could have his place to himself. Scott immediately figures out what he's up to and says, "Got you covered, bro." The game is brutal enough to get him worked up, but not so brutal that it leaves him exhausted, which is good. He goes home, has a snack, and showers. His father is going to be working late because there's a new deputy starting, and he was going to show her the ropes. Styles takes a breath and texts Erica.
Home from the game. Come on over. There are lemon bars.
Bitchin', is Erica's reply. Styles tries not to wear a track in the floor with his pacing while he waits for her to arrive. What if she's changed her mind? What if it was all a joke to begin with? What if she gets his pants off and then laughs at him? What if he isn't any good? He's worried himself halfway to the point of calling her and saying never mind, or possibly calling Gwen before he has a panic attack, when the door bangs open. He nearly trips over his own feet going into the front hallway as Erica shouts, "Hey, babe!" and tosses her jacket in the vague direction of the hooks. "What's cooking?" Now Styles has a new dilemma, which he really should have thought about, but hadn't. How can he plan some things so carefully, but not think about basic things like what to say when a gorgeous woman comes to his house for the express purpose of having sex with him, and he hasn't thought to actually mention that to her yet? What if she's having her period? What if she has a headache?
Hey, so, he blurts out, Derek's in San Francisco and my dad's working late. That's as far as he gets. It's as far as he needs to get. 2 seconds later, Erica's tongue is in his mouth and her hand is down his pants, and he forgets all about being nervous.
I want you to promise me something, okay? Styles asks. Erica yawns.
Okay, what?
Don't ever fake this with me, okay? I don't want this to be an obligation for you. I mean, I know I'm your alpha, but I don't want you to ever feel like you have to have sex with me. Because I'm your alpha, and I can only have sex with you because of Derek. He twines some of her hair between his fingers. I want you to have sex with me because it's fun and you enjoy it. I want you to do it because you want to do it. I might be your alpha, but for this stuff, we're equals. Erica glances over at him and then playfully pushes at his face.
Okay, she says. Agreed.
I mean, I know I'm not experienced, Styles says, but I'm so open to instruction. I mean, I'm not one of those guys who thinks he was put on Earth as some sort of sex god.
You did pretty good, all things considered, Erica says, stretching and purring a little.
Well, what I lack in experience, I make up for with enthusiasm, Styles agrees. And I mean, that was awesome.
It was amazing. I want it to be amazing for you, too. I want you to have all the orgasms. I mean, not like I don't get any. I want both of us to have lots of orgasms, is what I'm saying.
Erica laughs. So, you want to go again?
Oh my god, yes.
Hey, I brought some donuts. Are you going to sleep all...
For Christ's sake, Styles! Dad!
Styles says, jerking the blankets back up.
Knock!
Sheriff Stilinski covers his face with both hands. Clearly the days of, it's not like you have a girl in here, are over, he says, and clears his throat.
Good morning, Erica.
Good morning, Papa Stilinski, she chirps. There are donuts downstairs, he says, and hastily exits the room. 10 minutes later, Sheriff Stilinski hears the Hallelujah chorus blasting from Stiles' room.
Very funny, kid, he shouts up the stairs.
Once they've eaten the donuts, Stiles texts Derek to say,
I miss you. Come home soon.
With a smiley face. By the time Derek gets home, everyone's at the den, and Stiles is making beef stroganoff, because it's one of Derek's favorites. He abandons it to greet Derek in his usual fashion, that is, wrapping his arms around the other man's shoulders and trying to climb him like a monkey. Derek growls affectionately and says, Why are you always climbing me? Just like he always does. And there's a profound note of relief in his voice. Everything is normal that night. They eat, they play video games, they talk about the lacrosse game and San Francisco. If Derek is a little more blatant in the way he keeps close to Stiles and occasionally leans over to rub his scent into Stiles' shoulder or hair, nobody says anything about it. Derek doesn't say anything about it at first, but he seems reassured by the normalcy of the evening. Reassured enough that while he's helping clean up the kitchen, he asks hesitantly, So, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, Stiles says. It was fun.
There's a moment of quiet, not at all uncomfortable.
Good,
Derek says, and leans over to rub his cheek against Stiles' temple. It's awkward, at first, because how could it not be? Derek goes to school with Stiles, and they sleep in the same place at night, whether it's the den or Stiles' house or Scott's. There are only a few hours that they separate, while Derek is painting, which is time Stiles needs to do things like his homework. But Pandora's box can't be closed, and now he's hornier than ever because sex is awesome, and he really wants to have it a lot. So they make time. They try to avoid shooing Derek away, but can't stop the occasions when he finishes what he's doing and comes looking for Stiles while he and Erica are busy. He doesn't say anything about it, though. He's a little cool towards Erica, stiff and unfriendly, for a few weeks. She tries not to let it bother her. They're all pretty sure that he'll get over it. Stiles knows something is bugging him, and finally manages to work out that the smell of sex gets underneath his skin. He starts showering after his encounters with Erica, and that helps some, when Derek doesn't have the evidence right in his face. His nose still wrinkles sometimes, but it's usually beforehand, when he can smell that Stiles is thinking about it and the pheromones are rolling off of him in waves. It's awkward, but they get used to it, and Derek starts to relax. He sees that it's still him that Stiles comes to when he wakes up from a nightmare, upset and in pain. It's still Derek that Stiles defers to when there's any sort of trouble in the pack and he's not sure how to handle it. It's still Derek that Stiles curls up with at night. And Erica doesn't get special treatment. She still gets put on dish duty, and Stiles still makes her do her homework, and gets annoyed when she lies to her father about what the pack is doing. She's still the person in the pack most likely to lose turns in the cookie rotation for various infractions, which she's so fond of committing. She even tries to barter sexual favors for cookies once, but Stiles just shuts her down, saying she has an unfair advantage over the rest of the pack. Not just over Derek, but over everyone. She pouts, but gets over it. Derek even has to admit, after a while, that it's been good for Styles. He's a little more mellow now, less prone to panic attacks. It's a good way for him to burn off energy without beating the shit out of something. He's increasingly more likely to pick cuddles when cuddles or violence comes up. Styles sees Derek relax into it, watches him get used to the idea, and finds that it's okay. He starts to casually mention it, just on occasion, to see how he reacts. No details, just things like, "Erica and I are going to be busy for a while," or, "After this, I think I'm taking an Erica break." Derek usually just nods and doesn't really respond. Styles shortens his post-sex showers, scrubs less, and gradually stops them completely. Unless he really needs one, which happens sometimes. There's a wrinkled nose here and there, but he doesn't get upset about it like he did before. One day he comes home from school with about half the pack, stressed over a history test, annoyed at some douche thing a senior had said to him, twitchy because the full moon is getting close. Derek shifts out of his fur, and then grabs Styles by the waist. He tows him over to Erica, and then points up the stairs. "Go," he says, and gives Styles a nudge. "You need it," he adds, and that's when Styles knows that things are going to be okay.